The new fuel has much less sulfur than conventional diesel. The Environmental Protection Agency says as more trucks, buses, and cars with diesel engines switch to the low sulfur fuel, there should be major improvements in air quality. The fuel is expected to cost a few cents more per gallon, and some drivers contend there'll be a slight drop in engine performance. But at a Milwaukee area truck stop this week, independent trucker Jeff Clark of Kewaunee said he's okay with the fuel as long as his big competitors have to use it too.
Since everybody's got the same deal, you know, Snyder has to buy the same fuel I do and everything's the same, so it doesn't make any difference to me.
The EPA says that by Sunday, the low sulfur fuel will be the only diesel at between 80% and 90% of diesel pumps. Most of the conventional diesel will only be found in the Rocky Mountain area. So, with little choice in the matter, independent trucker Odell Hawkins of Chicago says he hopes he can believe the promised environmental benefits.
I'm sure that they know what they're doing to try and take a lot of the emission out of the air.
Come January, new heavy-duty trucks will have to meet tougher pollution limits. Some vehicle manufacturers are making a new generation of diesel engines to help achieve that goal and take advantage of the low-sulfur diesel fuel. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.